True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you can look at time being on the Philly side either way, right? There's a lot of season left to be played, or the time is now. They've taken over first place in the National League East. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Maybe time's on Bryce Harper's side to get back from the injured list here. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in a minute here. On the Phils, are you all in on this baseball team as a World Series contender? I am actually shocked at the people today that are saying no. I'm not quite sure what more the Phillies have to show you that they're a World Series contender and that you're all in. They just, like, the one team they've struggled with over the last year is the Mets. And they just took it to them this weekend, beat them 2 out of 3. That was the last piece of the puzzle for me. It doesn't mean the Phillies are perfect. Doesn't mean they don't do anything at the trade deadline. Of course they have to get better. But they've checked the boxes this year. They have to. And now they're doing it without Bryce Harper. For the past 2 weeks, they got up from rock bottom against the Pirates 2 weeks ago. The people that are in Camp Hugh Douglas here today, I mean, this is a sad lot that wants to wait until when do you want to wait till September, October?
I'm not waiting. I just want to see a little bit more consistency through September, October. That's it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if they're going to be consistent.
You're right, but a little bit more.
Yeah, consistent. So I'd like that too, but they've gotten to 16 games over 500 this way. Are the Phillies going to have another bad week? I'm sure of it. I hope it's not this week, but I'm sure they're going to have another bad week. But you know what they'll probably do after that? Have another good week. I mean, they've basically done this all year. They were actually showing on the ESPN broadcast last night, or maybe it was Saturday, one of the last two nights, because they're both national games, like the roller coaster nature of this season. Mm-hmm. But they've come out of that 16 games over 500. I mean, they're good. Their good runs have been better than their bad runs. And I have come to now accept this is what they are. And I think they're probably going to get to 90-ish wins doing it this way. Like Kyle said earlier, they're probably going to have another bad, really bad week at some point. I mean, let's just hope it's not in the stretch against some other teams they have to beat. But that's who they are. Like, what are we going to do about it?
But it's who every team in baseball is. Like, as inconsistent as we say, and we know the Phillies are, they're a game and a half back of the best record in the entire league. Right. So what does that make everybody else? If the Phillies were more consistent, like we're sitting here saying they should be, they'd be blown by everybody right now.
No, I think when you hear me say consistent, it's more so more consistent than they were last year around this time. I mean, and I'm not too much worried about. I know this is the ebb and flow of baseball, but for whatever reason, this team, they have stretches where their key components, the bats, go cold, and they still manage to win games. But it's not the key contributors aren't pulling their weight.
You're
so
still hurt by last year.
I mean, I'm
I
just
can
saying,
feel it. I can feel it.
Listen, we sat here for weeks and we saw it, Joe. We saw it, and we just kind of. Oh, whatever. We kind of glossed over it.
But this team has not let it last more than a week or so.
You're right.
Because they've done it a lot this year, but then they get right back up.
You're right. And that's great because to the caller's point, somebody called in earlier and said it, they've changed their approach a little bit. But I need to see that after the All-Star break.
Oh, so now Hugh's putting after the All-Star.
No, because
finally we got a date.
I'm going to check back in with you then.
Yeah. Well, no, it's.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I mean, let's be honest. There was a time, okay. few weeks ago before Otto Kemp came up, they were kind of reverting back to what they were a little bit.
They hit rock bottom. They got swept by the Pirates.
And he came in. Yeah. And, you know, it was the bunt that he laid out that he hadn't bunted in 2 years.
Oh, is this your time peacocking?
Well, I'm just,
you told us it was the turning point.
Yeah,
you did.
Saying. I just need to
I was
see
waiting
it.
For it.
You may remember it because, you know, you kind of pinned me down about this whole, taking the pledge thing.
We get
but
it.
No, but that's a part of it. That's a part of it. So, yeah, it's a little bit a part of it.
All right, well, another thing that's been impressive is how they've played without Bryce Harper. I mean, because when he went down, they got swept in Pittsburgh, and it was like, oh, my goodness. They're in trouble. They can't hit. They don't have Bryce. They've got the Mets coming up. This could be a disaster. Well, instead, they've played really well without Bryce Harper here. But when is he coming back? I mean, that is the question now. When should he come back? Let's hear from Bryce this weekend. He held court on Friday in the dugout before the first game of the series. And here's what he said about what he's dealing with and kind of the process of trying to get back here. This was Bryce on Friday afternoon.
No, I mean, we haven't really got too many answers about it. It's been pretty sporadic, I guess, trying to get some answers and stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of inflammation in there. Just try to calm that down the best we can and, do the best we can with that.
As far as you know, it's just inflammation. You know, issue causing no structural injury?
No, there's no structural issues. Like, I won't need surgery or anything like that. I mean, we've talked to multiple doctors and things, but, just a lot of inflammation in that area.
Bryce, given that it did go away and come back, is there any concern that could happen again in August, September? Will you do anything different as far as between games work, taking fewer swings, anything like that to manage it once you are back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a, obviously a great question, but, like, it's a question that I can't really answer right now because I don't know. I'm not happy that it came back, right? I was pain-free for probably, 4.5 months, and then it came back just randomly. So that's always tough, but I think those are things that we're going to have to answer, once I get going again.
Did you find that encouraging or confusing?
A little confusing.
Me too. He said they've talked to multiple doctors and they haven't gotten an answer on really what it is. He did say they haven't found structural damage. That's good. But he keeps talking about the inflammation. He said the words like, obviously there's a lot of inflammation in there. Hugh, I keep asking why. Like, if they don't know what the injury is, why is there so much inflammation? Like, what is the issue that he's dealing with that recurred from last year to this year? I do think that he's going to come back soonish, but I don't have any belief or, like, I can't. Like, when a guy comes back from an injury stay, you hope they don't go back, right? They're back. With this one, I don't know whether to believe he's going to stay healthy the rest of the year because they don't even – it seems like he doesn't know what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. And I know that everybody is confident in their conversation about it. But when you hear him speak, it's a little vague.
Yeah.
It's a little vague. And it makes you kind of wonder. And like I said, for me personally, it just feels like the training staff has missed some things a little bit. I don't know what the procedures are, dealing with baseball players, anything like that. But I can tell you, being in the NFL and dealing with the trainers in the NFL, they're on top of everything. And on every injury, and if you're on the injured list, you got to come in and get your treatment. And they have a clear-cut way of doing things. It just doesn't feel like that's the case with this.
So then last night he spoke again. This was Harper. He was actually as part of the ESPN broadcast. And, we've gotten some mixed messaging on when he could come back. Dave Dombrowski last week said he's clear to play when he's ready. Over the weekend, Rob Thompson, kind of made it sound like it could be any day. He could just pop up in the lineup when he said he's ready. So let's hear from Bryce last night on with the broadcast talking about a timeline and what is realistic and what would be good here. Here's Bryce last night with the ESPN broadcast.
I know Phillies fans are dying to know what are you hoping for in terms of a timetable of coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that, but I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well. Come on, Rojas.
And Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me and was able to play through it pretty well and then went away in the offseason and, came back slowly this year. And then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, you know, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, he said it'd be great if he could come back in the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's if everything goes well. That doesn't seem like he's not putting much of a timetable on this, right? He's like, if 10 days would be a great outcome, that means to me there's a chance it's longer than 10 days, right? Like that's, he made it sound like 10 days is the optimal outcome. It
but
could
he
be
don't
longer.
Feel like, he don't feel like that's going to be the case.
And well, it didn't sound like that.
Yeah, and then you got Dombrowski saying one thing.
Yes.
It's on Bryce, and Bryce is being super vague.
He also said it's early in the process. He's been out for 2 weeks. What do you mean early? Like he's acting as if, and look, he knows his body, but he's acting as if this is a pretty significant injury, and we're just starting to ramp it back up, while the Phillies keep talking like, any day now. I've been confused for 2 weeks about this Bryce injury, and the question is, Hugh, should he push to come back, or should he just chill out till he feels 110%? Because, look, this schedule, they have some big games coming up the next 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Like, their schedule, other than the Braves, who look like they're down this year, although they're not dead, everyone they're going to play between now and the All-Star break is involved in this playoff race. Like, these are big games. Dombrowski's saying he can come back. He's clear whenever he wants. Should he come back? Like, should he push to come back quickly, or just really patient about this?
I think you should be patient. I mean, it's really vague. It's really sounds kind of crazy because, like I said, coming from an NFL background, you're definitive mm-hmm. when you talk about coming back. Hey, we'll be back. Hopefully, if everything goes right, no setbacks, we'll be back in a couple days or whatever. It just sounds super vague. It just sounds like Dombrowski saying one thing and Bryce is kind of not on the same page as him.
Well, that's for sure. And it also, I'm starting to wonder if he's going to have to figure out how to be comfortable with some discomfort. Like, is this, because he dealt with it last year, he's dealing with it again. It feels to me like he's waiting for it to feel normal. And I'm wondering if we're going to get normal.
Feel as comfortable as you possibly can.
Right.
And sometimes that's just not going to be the case.
I'm just like, if they're telling him there's no structural damage, like, I'm not pretending I'm a doctor here, but if there's no structural damage and he can't make it worse by playing, why are we waiting? Like, what is he waiting for? You know, I don't, this is one of the most bizarre injuries I can remember the Phillies having, because they keep saying it's cleared. And he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. 10 days, we'll see. And he also said there, it's early in the process. This was 2 weeks ago. Mm. If he sits out 10 more days, this is a 3 week to a month injury.
But does he mean early in the process of when he started doing like baseball activities? Because he could mean that. Like, he just recently started throwing, like, and now he's hitting off a tee or
right,
whatever.
Like last week was throwing.
So that
and
can
hitting.
Be the process of testing it out.
And that process takes a week or 10
That's,
days?
Yeah, maybe. Giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Could be. You know. So what do you think? You want him to come back quickly here or just ride this out?
God, they're playing without him. The offense looks fine. I mean, fine to great at this point. The pitching's good enough. And they're pretty damn hot. Like, I don't know. The only way they're going to make this World Series run is if Bryce Harper's healthy. I get how well they're playing right now, but part of this all-in thing for me is with the backdrop of, I believe Harper will eventually be back.
Yes.
And, you know, eventually back to his normal self. The wrist thing goes away. This is like pie in the sky, maybe ideal world, but that's the only way it's going to happen, no matter what moves they make at the trade deadline and who they get back. But, like, they need Bryce Harper back. So, at this point, it's probably not even worth bringing him back until after the All-Star game or just whenever it's ready.
So the 10 days thing came up last night. 10 days from now is July 3rd, and the All-Star break starts on July 13th. So it's just...
Yeah, forget it.
Is it worth for those 10 games? Those are big games, though. They play the Reds and Padres and Giants.
That's fine. They can win without him.
Well, they've done that a lot lately. 215-592-9494. I would feel better if there was if the Phillies were telling us there was a timetable. Like... He'll be back after the All-Star break. Just say it. Like, just say it so I know. Then I feel better. It feels like every day I'm like, is he in the lineup today? They activate him today? And then I hear him talk. I'm like, I don't know. Or what do you come down on the Bryce thing? Should he push to come back quickly here or just take a very patient approach? It feels like the Phillies and him are caught in between that. And are you now all in on the Phillies after them beating the Mets this weekend? Hugh Douglas claims he took the pledge this season.
Pledge.
You did not. I mean, obviously... That it was a lie. I mean,
I might need to put up a poll. Do you believe that Hugh really took the pledge seriously?
I did. I'm just even keel.
But every time there's a chance to show you took the pledge, you go the other way.
No, I don't. I think I like to stay even keeled. I think I call it is being more even keeled than you guys because
so this is now personal shots are being thrown out.
No personal. Yeah. Y'all kind of get a little willy nilly.
Excuse us for being excited. They beat the Mets 2-8. Excuse us.
Y'all go a little willy nilly. Yeah. Y'all go off the deep end.
Excuse.
I don't care about the fans. Yeah.
Excuse us for being excited. But you sit there and say, wake me up in October.
Y'all get a little willy nilly.
No, we're not. We are being fans. All right, Tom in Springfield. What's up, Tom?
Yo, what's up, Buck?
Hey, Tom.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Tom?
Last time I called was right for the Super Bowl, and I was saying I was afraid of my girlfriend breaking out with me.
Did she break out with you?
If the Eagles lost. No, I'm actually in her apartment in Georgia right now.
She lives in Georgia. It was hot in Georgia right now.
It's hotter here.
It is hot.
No, it's a different
it is
kind of
hotter
heat.
In Philly right now. So.
No, it's hotter in Philly?
It's hotter here.
Okay. Same kind of heat. It's humidity.
100 degrees
sweaty.
Today.
I'm all in on the Phillies right now.
Well, at least you are, Tom. Could you tell Hugh how crazy? Yeah, tell Hugh how crazy he is.
How am I being crazy? How am I being crazy?
You're my all-time favorite Eagle. I told you before, I have your old-school Reebok jersey, only Eagles jersey I ever owned.
But
he's a different guy now, Tom.
In the last 20 games, we're seeing – let me go through these.
Oh, he got notes.
290 from Castellanos, okay. 330 from Real Muto, mm-hmm. 300 from Turner, 350 from Marsh, 350 from Boehm. If these guys show up, the Phillies can win the World Series.
If that's the thing. If
but I love that they told Turner they don't want him hitting for power anymore. Hit for contact, get on base, and if you hit the home run, then that's great.
And you know, it's led to the best version of Turner we've seen with the Phillies. At least the most consistent, Tom, because you know, you look at his OPS and it's not that dissimilar to what it was his first 2 years, but it's way more day to day production rather than like crap for 6 weeks and then hot for 3 weeks and crap for six. Like, he's just been.
That might be the formula.
Yeah. I think for him, I think it is, Tom. I think it's worked.
Yeah. And I think seeing that he has 25 hits in the last 20 games, and I think him and Castellanos, I think we're all seeing it. Castellanos is going to swing at that first pitch. He wants him to throw him the fastball. But he's gotten so good at just putting his bat out there and putting the ball in play. It's so much nicer to watch than just every time being like, are we going to go down 4-0 and not hit a home run, or are we going to score 10 and hit 3 home runs? So it's pretty nice to see singles, gappers, and not only worrying about the home run ball. And I think everyone owes Castellanos an apology. Everyone's mean one.
Well, Tom, I gave him one last year. Hugh refused. You know what, Hugh? Maybe today's a good day for you to apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Why am I apologizing again?
Because you were hard on Nick Castellanos.
Might be the most consistent player in the last 3 years.
Wait a minute. You talking about the dude that we had to sit down like just a week ago? Now we apologizing.
Well, that was Topper had to sit him down.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But he sat down because he was in his feelings.
He was chirping you a little bit.
Okay, so now I'm apologizing.
You have to apologize, not me.
Man, come on, man. You know I'm not about to do that. You know I'm not about to do that. And had his wife sending out angry tweets.
I don't know if he encouraged. Okay, I don't know if he encouraged her to do that. That might have been her on her own.
I mean, but where did you think she got it from? Come on, Joe. You know what she got.
She has opinions.
You know what she got.
She's a baseball person. She's got opinions.
What you mean reckless? That's not being reckless. That's being
twice,
real.
This is twice reckless. This hour. You get the wives involved. That's too many times.
Well, y'all got some more data about that fast lane thing, too.
No, what? No.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
going to get us in trouble. All right, Tom, you're all in, right? That's all I need to hear.
Yeah, I'm all in. I think Harper should not come back until after the All-Star break. We've seen players come back early and get worse injuries, so I think it's best just to let him wait.
All right, well, that's it. Tom, a good phone call, man. The interesting part, and this is, there's a human element to this. Mm-hmm. I know Bryce Harper is secure in his contract. He's secure in his place as a Philly. Let me ask you this as a former athlete. If you're Bryce and you see they're winning without you so much, let's say the next week and a half goes by and they go to Houston, they beat the Astros.
And they're raking.
And they're raking. And every, not that he wouldn't have a spot. Right? Obviously, when Bryce Harper's activated.
Are you asking me, do I want to be a part of that if they're raking?
Yeah. Like,
yes.
So you're going to push to come back.
I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. You would think that, but baseball being different, what if, and I don't know Bryce, but maybe he's thinking, even though they're raking, the healthier I am, the better it is for the team in the long run.
Agreed. I'm just saying if they keep winning without them, there's going to be that natural human element to, I want to be part of this.
Oh, but if I, the healthier I get, then when I come back, I can consistently stay healthy, then I'll take that all day.
Yeah, I think that's,
I think the mentality is different because there's more games to be played, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the sense of urgency isn't as great because in football, you know, you only got 17 right. of them things.
Well, and we did experience this in 2022. Bryce went down with a broken thumb in like the last week of June, it was, out in San Diego. And he didn't come back until like August 24th, 25th, something around that range.
Well, and there was the Dodgers series that felt like it was of utmost importance at the time. If he was not going to come back for this Mets series, is there that one moment in the schedule before the All-Star break where you're like, man, that'd be a great time for Bryce to come back.
No, I wouldn't say there's one series. It's just they play a lot of contending teams.
Sure,
yeah.
But like, it's not like, I don't know, like that was a mark your calendar series.
Right.
Phillies, Dodgers,
oh,
Phillies,
Tommy
Mets
here,
is mark
yeah.
your calendar series.
Right.
There's not, you don't have that.
They don't. It's going to be fascinating because this is going to be a litmus test. Can they keep winning without him? And does he try to come back quicker on either side, right? If they start losing without him, you would think there's that pull to get back and help. And if they keep winning without him, there's that natural pull, like, I want to be part of this. We're hot right now. Let's go to Jay in Giffstown. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Joe. How are you? Gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, Jay. What's up?
So, I'm not all in on the Phillies.
Okay. How come?
Easily. What separates a pretender from a contender is how you play when the biggest stage and the lights are on.
Right.
So, 2023, good teams should put the teams that they're supposed to put away, they should put them away, right?
Mm-hmm.
They came home with a 3-2 lead against Arizona, and they should have put them away, and they didn't, right?
Right.
Same thing in 2024, very underwhelming, right? So that's 2 years in a row. And, I'm not even going to count 2022 because they were on a terrific ride. And they really played their hearts out.
And the Astros are better.
But after game three, like, what happened? You got no hit.
I was there. Right? I was there for the no-hitter. I was brutal.
You got no hit, and then the bats just disappeared.
Yep.
What makes me think that something's going to change this year?
So, a couple things. One, I understand your sentiment, but I think we're holding the past against the Phillies too much. I mean, Hugh's doing it today, talking about other moments and last year. This team is this team. I understand they have a lot of the same characters, Jay. So there's some of that, like, you can't not see it because it's a lot of the same players. But it's not all the same team. Like, Craig Kimbrell was part of the 2023 collapse. He's not here. Rhys Hoskins' defense was part of the 22 issues. He's not here. I mean, Jesús Luzardo hasn't been here till now. It's similar team, but it's not the same team, Jay. Like, this team deserves us to talk about them with just them,
okay.
Right? You're bringing up the 2023 NLCS against the Diamondbacks, which hurts, I hear you, but that's not this team.
Wait, but that's all we have to go by, is how do the Phillies play when it counts the most, right? Because that's what's going to determine whether they're World Series contenders or pretenders.
So it,
right?
it is.
Wait, in
it
2025,
is.
We're not up to that point yet.
We're
right?
not, but we. So all. We, but to me, all we have to base it on is what they've done this year, this team. And Jay, we appreciate the phone call. Can I make the same case about the Eagles? Like, until they won the Super Bowl, couldn't I have made the case that the Jalen Hurts Eagles are good, but they haven't gotten over the hump?
Well, I'll give you one of the most recent examples. What were the Dodgers? before they just won the show. I know they won in 2020, but that's Mickey Mouse.
But like, even before 2020.
Right. No, like what we knew about the Dodgers was that they always come up short, even though they have some of the best teams. And you know what the Dodgers were last year and still are? An aging roster.
Yes.
Mm. So like before the Dodgers got over the hump, it was, well, the Dodgers can't do it in the big moment. And now what are they?
Champions.
Right.
Yeah, I just I know it's impossible to separate the because especially there's a lot of the same guys here, right? It's the core that's been here for a few years, but it's not the same team. I mean, it's just not like the team that lost the World Series, the Astros. That's four seasons ago. Some of the best players have declined since then, and we've added new people that are good. Like JT's not close. JT was one of the best players on that team. Now he's a role player on this team. Hazel Luzardo. We wouldn't even know his name 4 years ago. He was a Marlin. Now he's been dominant for 90% of his starts this season. It's just, it's a different team. I do feel that people like Hugh Douglas are holding the past against the Phillies.
Well, it's, pitching is better. And I think that's what we're talking about.
The starting
about.
Rotation starting, is, yes.
The starting rotation is better.
Yes.
It's just that, and you might be right to a certain extent, because when I think about the fact that we ran it back and some of the guys that we're depending on, you're still a little apprehensive because we've seen how it looks down the stretch. Even though, to your point, Trey Turner has 94 hits on the season. He's doing a lot better.
I think he leads the National League in hits.
Yeah, you know, and everything like that. But that still kind of sticks in your craw because, like I said, even though you're changing your approach, when it comes down to it and you get into that playoff atmosphere and that playoff scenario, sometimes you revert back to what you know and what's comfortable for you, especially if it gets a little tough for you.
You know what I hear a lot today? Deep down, you don't trust them.
No, I'm not saying that. I like what I'm seeing.
That's what I hear.
But it's like, you know, if you're frustrated or you're trying to, say if you get into a series where pitcher's pitching lights out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tend to get a little frustrated and you tend to revert to what's comfortable, you know?
Yes.
So that's what I'm more so what I'm worried about.
Yeah. And look, that it's certainly possible, but they've checked pretty much every box they could check the first 78 games this year. Mm-hmm. They beat the Dodgers. They beat the Cubs. They've beat the Mets. Every time it's been a downturn, they've had some downturns, or they've had the 13-13 start. They got swept up in New York, lost the first game in Chicago. They bounced back. Then you had the situation where they got beat up in Toronto and Pittsburgh. They bounced back. They keep checking the boxes that they're better and they're more equipped to do this. 215-592-9494. When you come down to the Phillies, are you all in on this team as a World Series contender after they beat the Mets? I thought this would be the tipping point series. But clearly there's trust issues here in this city. Led by Hugh Douglas, trust mm-hmm. issues are there within this fan base. Where do you come down?
The bright commitment. This guy.
I know. There it is.
Afraid of love.
It all comes back to that. Where do you come down on Bryce? Do you want him to just be patient with this or come back if he's feeling pretty good? And we'll get to, on the other side, what happened last night. We crowned an NBA champion, how it affects the Sixers, and the latest on who they could potentially draft on Wednesday with the third pick in the draft. It's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.